So good to see you.
看到大家真的是非常的高兴。
Because this morning, it's very, very good for a long sleep.
因为今天早上好像应该睡点懒觉。
I'm glad to be here with you.
真的高兴大家都能够来。
Today we're going to share the message is beyond imagination.
今天我们的信息主要讲说超越我们所能想象的、所求的。I
remember when the first time I got a calculator.
我记得我第一次拿了一个计算机的时候。I
tried to calculate everything that I had met.
然后我就想把我所有能够想象出来的东西都开始在那边算。I
calculated how much money I got in my account.
第一个当然算算我银行户头有多少钱。
Sometimes I also calculate people's weight.
然后有时候会说，哎，这个人到底有多重啊？
Sometimes I calculate how many people in the taxi.
有时候会算说有哪些 taxi.
Then I divide the fare, then each one need to contribute.
OK. 然后我就把数算人，然后除一看每个人应该付多少钱。
So at that time, it seems everything I have run into it become a number.
就好像什么东西我遇到的事情就突然变成一个数目。That
is the way that I use my calculator.
这就是我就是用我的计算机，我就这个用法。Today
we got talking about beyond imagination. That means beyond your calculation.
今天我们讲的是超过所求所想的，也就是超过你所能数算的。There
was a lady in Great British.
在英国有一位女士。And
she lived in nearby the hillside.
她是住在一个山脚下的。One
late afternoon, there's a person knock on her door.
然后有一天下午，有个人在她门敲门。And
because they live a pretty far away from the city, so she wondered who may even knock our door in the late afternoon.
因为他们是远离市区的，所以他就开始想，哎，有谁会来这个时候敲我们家的门呢？
So she kind of tried to see who is outside the door through the glasses.
所以他就想从这个玻璃里面看看是谁。
And there was a lady stood outside.
哦，看到外面站了一位女士。
So she kind of opened the door.
然后他就把门打开了。
And that lady was pretty courteously asked a favor.
然后这门口站的这个女士就很客气地问。
Because it's going to rain, so she kind of asked whether she can spare her an umbrella.
因为天快下雨了，所以她就说她可不可以借一把伞。
And she intended to loan her an umbrella.
这个主妇呢，她就说她本来是愿意借的，把这个伞借给她的。But
she needed to make a choice because she got two umbrellas.
但是因为他有两把伞，他又要选哪一把伞。One
is a little bit old.
有一个就是比较老、比较旧的、比较破旧的。So
she started kind of calculating.
开始动脑筋，开始算了。If
I loan her my old one, and if she didn't return, or she doesn't return, I think that I can handle that.
哦，他想给他这个破伞借给他，即使他不还的话，哎，我也无所谓。
But if for the new one that I never even ever used, and I've loaned her and she never returned, well, that's going to be a big loss.
Yeah, 但是这把新伞我都还没有开张，还没用呢。万一她不还怎么办？ 哦，我觉得我这损失太大了。
So the distance she walked to the umbrella, she always say old one or new one, old one and new one.
就她从门口到这个放雨伞地方，就开始心里想旧的、新的、旧的、新的，就在那边天人交战。
So finally, she made a decision. She picked up the old one and loaned it to her.
所以她最后决定说把旧伞借给这个人。And
just say goodbye and time passed.
然后她就说好拜拜啦，然后时间就过了。A
couple of days later, there's a very tall and strong and seems well disciplined a man knocked at her door.
然后两天以后，就一位很高大。 看起来很有这个身份地身份的一位男士站在他门口。
And when she opened the door, He handed over that old umbrella back to her.
然后他打开门，这位男士就把他的那把旧伞还给他。
And that gentleman said, "The Majesty, thank you very much to return the umbrella to you."
然后这位看起来很有身份地位的男士就说，女王陛下，谢谢你把这把伞借给他。
And she was regret for the rest of her life.
然后她这一辈子就非常懊悔这件事情。
Because the way she calculated didn't turn out the best way.
因为她心里所计算的结果是计算错了。
And beyond imagination, that means something beyond our comprehension.
所以就是我有些事情就是远超过我们所能想的。
And I hope today's verses we will get in touch with the.
Now, 希望今天的金句就是我们所要讲的主题。
And Ruth chapter 4, verse 1. Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat there. When the kinsman redeemer he had mentioned came along, Boaz said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down." So he went over and sat down.
我们请大家一起念好不好？第二节。波阿斯又从本城的长老中拣选了十人。
第一节。
Oh, I'm sorry. 哦，再念第 OK。第一节，到了城门，坐在那里，恰巧波阿斯所说的那致敬的亲属经过。波阿斯说：“某人啊，你来坐在这里。”他就坐下。
We need to kind of give a little bit a brief introduction what happened in the past.
我们先再回想一下我们那个过去讲的。
Ruth met Boaz in his own field.
那路德是在这个波阿斯的田里，跟波阿斯见面的，遇到了。
Ruth came from Moab, with her mother-in-law, Naomi, and they came from there back to Judah.
那路德是跟着她婆婆拿俄米从这个摩亚地回到这个犹大地的。
They were penniless.
然后他们是声称是一无所有。
And they seeking for a way for their survival.
所以他们必须要自力更生，需要找一个出路。
So Ruth went into a Boaz's field to pick up the grain on the ground.
然后路德就到波阿斯的田里去捡那个掉在田里的麦穗。
However, Boaz has already learned a lot about Ruth.
那波阿斯已经听到许多有关路德的好事情。
She was a Gentile.
首先路德她是一个外邦女子。
But she willingly following her mother-in-law, Boaz, Naomi, all the way back to Judah.
但是她非常心甘情愿地跟着她婆婆一路跟着她回到她的犹大地。
And to serve her mother-in-law.
为了就是能够照顾她的婆婆。
And when she picked up the grain over the field, Boaz noticed she worked very hard.
当她在田里捡麦穗的时候，波阿斯就注意看到路德，她是非常的努力的工作。
And Boaz introduced himself to Ruth, and through the conversation, he noticed that she is a humble lady.
然后波阿斯就开始跟着路德有所交谈，然后在交谈中知道路德是一个非常贤惠谦卑的一个女子。
From that moment, the love between them started to grow.
然后从那个时候，这个爱情的苗就开始在他们心里成长。
But even that, Boaz tried his best to follow what God has instructed to deal with that kind of situation.
即使他们心中也彼此互相有爱意，但是波阿斯还是要照着神所规定的方法去做。
And between there's a tradition about Jews is if the widow died without a son, then the nearest relative, they call kinsmen, need to pick up the responsibility to marry the widow so they can have.A son to carry on the name.
所以旧约里面有个规定，就是说，当一个女子是寡妇的时候，她的亲族里面、家族里面最亲的这个亲属，就是有必要第一要跟这个女子结婚，第二要帮她属这个田地，然后第三就是当他们有儿子的时候，这个儿子可以继承这个田产。
And however, Boaz was not the closest kinsman.
但是 Boaz 他并不是那个所谓最亲的至亲的亲属。
There's one man is ahead of him.
还有一个人比他更要亲。
Even though he loved Ruth so much, but he need to follow God's guideline.
亚波阿斯他是对穆德对路德是非常的喜爱，但是这个时候他还是必须要遵守神的规定。
So therefore, he went into the town gate because that is a place that people travel in and out.
然后波阿斯就到了这个城门口，这个城门口就是所有一切的他们办事的地方。
And that's the first verse that we have read. He is waiting for that closest kinsman to pass by, and he wants to talk to that person.
所以我们刚读的第四章第一节就是这么一个情况，他就在门口等这个至亲的亲属，必须要跟他交谈以后才能决定。
I need the remote control.
Remote.
Well, somebody turn on the page for me, the next page, okay? Page 2, verse 2 is, Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, sit here, and they did so.
第二节，波阿斯又从本城的长老中拣选了十个人，对他们说，请你们坐在这里。
Then he said to the kinsman redeemer, Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our brother Elimelech.
波阿斯对那致敬的亲属说，从摩亚地回来的拿俄米现在要卖我们族兄以利米勒的那块地。
So Boaz invited 10 elders to sit with him to be the witness.
波阿斯邀请了十个人，十个长老来做他的证人。
And try to be witness in front of that closest kinsman.
就是在这个所谓至亲的这个亲属面前做见证。
And then he talked to that closest kinsman and said, I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so. But if you will not, tell me, so I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am next in the line. And that closest kinsman said, I will redeem it.
好，我们再看
第四节
哈。我想当属那块地的是你，其次是我以外再没有别人了。你可以在这里的人面前和我本国的长老面前说明，你若肯属就属，若不肯属就告诉我。那人回答说，我肯属。
When Boaz talking about the land, you can redeem the land. And that closest kinsman said, yes, I will redeem it.
当波阿斯问他说，你要不要属这块地的时候，这个至亲的这个亲属非常有兴趣，他说，对，我要属。
And then Boaz said, on the day you buy the land from Naomi and from Ruth the Moabites, you acquire the dead man's widow in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property.
波阿斯说，你若从拿俄米手中买这地的时候，也当娶死人的妻摩亚女子路德，使死人在产业上存留他的名。
Verse 6, at this the kinsman redeemer said, then I cannot redeem it, because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it.
好，那人说，这样我就不能属了，恐怕与我的产业有碍。你可以属我所当属的，我不能属了。
So this is a calculation that kinsman determined.
所以这就是那个至亲他在脑子里开始算数算了以后的结果。
At the beginning, when Boaz said, "You can redeem the land," then he said, "Yeah, I will redeem it."
所以当波阿斯跟他说你可以数这块地的时候，哦，他非常热心，他说马上就说，对对对，我可以数。
But because according to our Jewish law, then you also need to redeem the widow.
但是接着他又说，根据我们这个犹太的这个神的规定，就是说你还得娶这个死人的妻子摩亚为妻。
Then that kinsman started another calculation.
然后你看到这个所谓的至亲就开始在那边数算，计算机就拿出来开始在那边算了。
And after the number came out, then he said, well, this might endanger my own estate.
算了半天就开始，结果他说，哦，不行哦，这个好像对我的产业有碍哦。
That means if that widow have children, then the kinsman need to split his property among the children.
就说如果万一他娶了这个寡妇摩路德，万一他们有孩子了以后，他的产业就不需要分给这个路德以前的先生的那个族里面。
Okay, verse 7 says, now in the early times in Israel, for the redemption and transfer of property to become final,One party took off his sandal and gave it to the other. This was the method of legalizing transaction in Israel.
第七节，从前在以色列中要定夺什么事或赎回或交易，这人就脱鞋给那人，以色列人都以此为证据。
So don't take off your shoes easily.
请各位不要轻易的把你鞋子脱掉。
See, our ex-president, George Bush,He also when he visited Iraq, the people throw his shoes against him.
我们记得我们以前的那个前总统 Bush, 他在伊拉克探访的时候，有人把鞋子脱下来，在开我想是开记者会还是什么时候，把鞋子脱下来就扔向 Bush 总统。
At the beginning, I thought that person throw the shoes want to marry him.
我是在那边开玩笑，我以为这个扔鞋的人想要这个想要
marry his daughter to George Bush，
想要娶这个布希总统的女儿，是不是
？And once George Bush catch the shoe, then deal done。
如果布希不小心把鞋子再丢回去的话，哦，这个就已经婚约就已经定了。
But this is a very unique way. That means you cannot turn your back. That's I will take your shoes.
这他们犹太人以前就是把鞋子一脱下来，比方说这个已经是一言九鼎了，不能再改变。
So verse 8 says, so the kinsman redeemer said to Boaz, buy it yourself, and he removed his sandal.
那人对波阿斯说，你自己买吧，于是将鞋脱下来。
And then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, today you are the witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Kilon, and Mahlon.
波阿斯对长老和众民说：“你们今日做见证，凡属以利米勒和基连马伦的，我都从拿阿米手中置买了。”
So that is final. That means it's a public announcement.
所以这个是已经这个产权这个已经移交了，这已经是完手续完成了。
And then Boaz also announced that I have also acquired Ruth, the Moabitess, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from the town records. Today, you are witnesses.
又娶了马伦的妻摩亚女子路德为妻，好在死人的产业上存留他的名。免得他的名在本族本乡灭没，你们今日可以作证。
Today we try to share is there are two calculation approach.
今天我们想要分享就是说，一件事情往往是两种算法。
That kinsman calculation.
刚刚我们讲那位近属的他的这个计算法。
And there is another one is I would put it like Boaz and Ruth calculation.
另外一个就是波阿斯跟路德的计算法。
When you assess situation, what kind of method that you try to assess all the situation? That is very important for our life.
所以这是一个很重要的问题。当你在这个在这个考验一个情况的时候，你是以什么样的方法来这个衡量呢
？That kinsman he calculated at the beginning, because it was recommended he go ahead and redeem the land.
这位近亲他刚刚开始的时候想到说，哎，我可以赎这个土地，他觉得是一个好生意。
Actually, the how to redeem the land, there is some way that you can verify.
如果各位对这个怎么样能够属地这件事情有兴趣的话，我们可以参考一些东西。
The time that you have bought or redeemed the land, actually it's not your own land because you for certain years then you need to return the land to the original owner.
其实当你属了这个地以后，并不是完就是地就是永远归属你的，因为在某些年限之间，你是还要把这个土地还给这个原来的这个地主。
So they said 7 × 7 is 49 years, and if the land has been purchased by others, but after 49 years, the 50th year, you need to return the land to the original owner.
所以当他们犹太人他们数这个田，所谓买这个田，其实不是买断的，他们就是买一个七七49年，在第五十年的时候，你要把这个土地还给这个原来的地主。
So people, how to assess is how many years left that I can utilize the land? That is the value that they calculate.
所以当人在这个计算的时候，就会想说，哎，我还有多少年还剩下，我可以利用这个土地，可以从这个土地获多少的利，这是他们要计算的。
And that's why.After calculation, he felt that this is a worthwhile deal, so he agreed to redeem the land.
So, 当这个近亲至亲的这个人，他算了半天，觉得哎，合的，划得来哦。
But after Boaz said, if you redeem the land, you also need to redeem the widow because to carry on that original owner name.
然后接着波阿斯就说，你要属这个地的话，也必须要连带他这个这个寡妇路德也要把它取下来，然后再好在这个死人的产业上能够有留名。
So to us, this kinsman he's very smart.
对我们来说，我们大概对这个近亲他的这个算法，觉得他这个是一个很精明的人。
He probably will be graduated from MBA.
哦，很可能有一个 MBA 的 degree 都说不定哈。
But right after this event, he's no longer exist in the Bible.
但是这个事情过了以后，这个人从此就没有在圣经里面就再也没有提过这个人的名字。
Sometimes people think that if I'm smart enough, then I can make a big profit, and this is for my position.
我们常常想说，如果我们聪明、精明的好话的话，就可以赚很多的钱。
And this is very practical.
就很实际的。
And people use their 5 senses to evaluate, to verify. That is what we call practical.
所以，当人用尽一切的心机来计算的话，我们就是我们所谓的这个是一个很实际的。
And maybe people say, "Wow, you are very wise. You are very smart."
然后有人会说，哦，你真的是算得很精哦，你真的很聪明哦。
But let's look another one that's Boaz and Ruth.
那我们看一下波阿斯跟路德的这个算法。
Actually, if Boaz start to calculate about Ruth, actually, whatever approach, it will always come out with negative.
其实如果路德，其实这个波阿斯如果开始这个算这个路德，这个路德他不管怎么个算法算出来，这个路德都是没有什么好贡献的。
She was a Gentile.
好像都是一些不好的因素。第一个，她是一个外邦的女子。
And she was a widow.
还是个寡妇。
And also she need to support her mother-in-law.
而且还有一个婆婆必须要供养。
And she is not even the same tribe of Israel people.
然后她不是他们以色列里面的任何的一个族。
There is a big barrier of culture.
所以在文化上，什么事情都有一个很大的障碍。
And she was so poor.
然后她又是很穷，一无分文。
And Boaz was so rich.
然后波阿斯是一个非常有身家的一个财主。
Whatever you count, you will never find a reason that.Boaz will take Ruth.
这不管你怎么个算，算来算去，你就觉得，哎呀，这笔生意好像不太划得来哦。
Cost-benefit ratio is always negative. Cost-benefit.
哦，就是算成本的话。
一本比。
啊。
一本比啊。
Yeah.
And you never really gain much from this deal.
所以你这笔生意怎么算，就是划不来就对了。
Maybe nowadays parents raise their children. I really doubt. Hopefully, you never really calculate.
我希望各位父母，如果是你在算你这个养儿女要多少多少成本的话，我希望我们也不要算得那么精，好吧？
If you do, I guess you probably will urge your children to go to certain major in the college.
如果你是真的要算得很精的话，你很有可能要想要让你的儿女去专修一些特别的专业。
And there may be a lot of conflict between you.
然后你跟你儿女之间就会有很多很多的争纷。
Because you got your own calculation approach, and your children also got their own.
因为你打你的算盘，你的儿女有他自己的算盘。
And somehow, they got their background and culture, and you got yours.
你有你的生长的环境、生长的文化，他们有他们的生长的环境、生长的文化。
And Boaz and Ruth, their calculation is different from the kinsmen.
所以这个波阿斯跟路德他们的算法就跟这个至亲的算法是不一样的。
Because Ruth, he only count on her mother-in-law.
因为路德他完全依靠的是他的婆婆。
He learned everything about Israel through the mother-in-law.
因为他对以色列国所有的一切的认识都是从他婆婆那里来的。
If you went through the book of Ruth, you may verify that Ruth was not very clever. She's not a very smart lady.
如果你们各位读完这个整本路德记的话，你大概会发现路德其实并不是一个非常精明的妇人。
The most significant character of her is obedient.
她最大的一个特质就是顺服。
Actually, in our society, if you find the people in group, those people are willing to obey, they usually refer them not very smart.
在现今这个世界，如果是你找到一群人，就是不是很那个，很会精打，为自己精打细算的人，人家就说，这个人好像不太聪明吧。
Because they want to find direction from others.
因为他们要从别人那边要找到这些指引。
But Ruth, you can tell, whatever the mother-in-law said, she just followed.
但是你看路德，就是她完全没有这些考虑，她婆婆怎么说，她就怎么做。
I'm not telling you that she's stupid. No, not at all. I'm just saying she's not that smart.
我并不说这个路德她是一个很笨的人，但是就是她不是那么这个精明的一个人。
But she need to be very extremely smart. Is she need to pick up the right person to follow?
但是有一点她是非常的聪明的，就是她知道找定了一个对的人，她就跟随他。
That is the most desire that all the husband wants.
这就是所有的，我想所有在位这先生他最喜欢最要的就是这一点。
They wish their wife would not be very smart, but just obedient and follow him all the way.
我想各位在座的是不是这样的？我不晓得哈。各位先生，你们心里所想的是不是娶一个不是最精明，但是也不是很笨，但是最顺服的一个太太？
Actually, Ruth is that's her character.
但是这个特质，路德特质就是这样子。
But I said she's not stupid.
我说她并不是很笨的。
Because she can verify whom I'm going to follow.
因为她可以看得出来是谁我要去跟从。
And also, let's talk about Boaz.
我们再来谈一下波阿斯。
Actually, he was a rich person.
他是一个非常有身家的一个人。
And he owned a big piece of land.
然后拥有非常大的土地。
And he got all kinds of workers.
有许多人在他底下做工。
So he would be the most valuable bachelor.
所以大概是最有身家的这个王老五。
So he got a lot of choices.
其实他的选择是很多的。
Then either he's very, very dumb, or he got something different, quite different. That's why he picked Ruth.
所以你就这样想，他选路德是不是第一很有可能是他因为大概脑筋不太灵光，选了这样一个人选。第二个就是说他的想法跟人家都不太一样。
So there should be something to make that choice.
所以一定有什么动力让他选路德做这样一个选择。
And once we verify how he calculate his own approach, then we will know what that make a big difference.
所以当我们发现 搞清楚这个波阿斯的算法以后，我们就可以找到一个很大的一个答案。
But through the Ruth, we can see that he did or decided anything. There is a rule that he follows.
但我们看前面呢，他跟路德的一些交谈或者这交往，我们就看到说，不管什么事情，他就是有一个原则。
Because he heard about Ruth that when Ruth decided to follow Naomi from Moab, she said, "Wherever you go, I go. Wherever you stay, I stay."
因为他已经听到了，有人讲到路德的事情，就是当他路德决定跟随拿俄米的时候，就说你去哪里，我也去哪里；你在哪里停留，我也在哪里停留。
Your people is my people.
你的人，你的国人，族人就是我的族人。
And your God is my God.
你的神就是我的神。
Boaz learned about this from from Ruth.
然后波阿斯就是对路德的认识就是这样子。
That Gentile insists to follow his God.
因为他看了这个外邦女子，她是非常坚决的要跟随波阿斯他自己的神。
And also Ruth grabbed the promise from God that the nearest kinsmen need to redeem the family.
那另外路德他也抓住神的应许，就是这个近亲的人必须要属这块田。
That is why when Naomi asked her to sleep beside Boaz's feet, she followed.
这就是为什么路德当拿米指示他要去睡在波阿斯的脚下的时候，路德就是这么的顺服的就去做了。
And also Boaz followed the rules that because there is a closest kinsman, so I need to wait. I cannot just jump into the line.
同时波阿斯他在这个关键时刻，他也是非常坚持的要守神的这个规矩，不能够就自己就先去做了。
So Boaz actually is not smart. But if he's got any wisdom, that wisdom is following God.
所以波阿斯如果他有任何的这个智慧的话，这个智慧就是听从神的话。
See, if nowadays Boaz and Ruth live in this society, they may not survive well.
如果换在今天的话，路德跟波阿斯如果是活在现今的话，他们很可能不能够支持太久。
Could it be possible to follow that kind of ancient rule, still can survive and even bring in prosperity?
我们会想，这有可能吗？如果我们就是这些人，如果是跟从这些传统，这些很古老的传统，还能够在这现今这个社会能够维持吗
？But they just stick with it.
但是他们就是坚决的跟随这条规神的这个话。
Ruth may not know much about the God revealed in the Bible.
路德因为她是个外邦女子，也许对这个在旧约里面所显示出来神的认识不是那么的多。
But she just followed her mother-in-law faithfully.
但是她就是跟随拿俄米她的婆婆的话忠心。
And Boaz was born as Jew, so he knew all the rules of the Bible.
那波阿斯身为一个犹太人，他当然对这个旧约圣经里面所有的这些东西都非常的清楚。
He also followed it closely.
而且他也是就是非常的跟随神的话。
And then they got married.
然后他就在这种情况下，他们两个结婚了。
Something beyond our comprehension is, if you follow God's rule, beyond your hard work, or your capability, or your ability, God will pour out His blessing upon it.
有一个事情我们也许还不是能够非常的明白，就是当你顺从神的话，甚至超过你所能所以超过你的能力，然后尽量的去顺从神的话的时候，神的祝福就会像大雨倾盆一下，就是降伏下来。
We learned that Ventura, California, they got a fire on the mountain side.
那最近几天，这个 Ventura 那边山那边正在烧火烧山呢。
All the government capability were poured out to rescue that fire situation.
所有的政府的一些资源，所有的人力，通通到那边去，想要把这个火给熄灭。
They send up a firefighter.
Fire, okay, 有消防员。
And they even use helicopter to get the water from the ocean and then pour into the fire site.
甚至用飞机从这海里吸的水以后，然后飞到那个烧的这个地方。
And we can see it's very difficult because the fire is so overwhelming that they cannot even stop it.
Yeah, 我们看到是非常困难的，因为这个火势已经非常的难控制了。
That's called man's calculation.
这就是人的计算方法。
That is man's effort.
也是人的努力。
And they pray that the rain may come.
然后大家就祈祷啊，请老天爷赶快下点雨吧。
Today may be the day.
也许今天就会下雨。
Prayer may be answered.
也许今天我们的祷告会实验。
Once the rain starts to pour, the fire will extinguish right away.
只要天一下雨，这个火大概就可以熄了。
Could you tell the difference of man's effort and God's blessing?
所以各位，你可以看出这个人的努力跟老天的这个能力吗？神的能力吗？
That Kingsman, he is very good at his own calculation, man's approach.
那这位智青他在人看来是非常精明的一个人，算得很好。
Just like those firefighters sent to the fire site.
就像我们所派去的这些消防员。
They work desperately.
他们就是竭尽一切的能力，想要把这火给灭掉。
But little return.
但是结果好像不是很多。
But for Ruth and Boaz, they simply faithfully follow God's rule.
那波阿斯跟路德，他们所尽的能力就是跟随顺服神的话。
But they try their best. They contribute their man's effort.
那他们也尽了他们的能力，尽其所有的去做了。
But now God pour out His blessing upon them.
现在神把一切的祝福都浇灌在他们身上。
So let's go to the next verses. Verse 11 said, Then the elder and all those at the gate said, We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrah and be famous in Bethlehem.
11节，在城门坐的众民和长老都说：“我们做见证，愿耶和华使进你家的这个女子，像建立以色列家的拉杰、利亚二人一般一样。又愿你在以法他得亨通，在伯利和得名声。”
Through the offspring of the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah.
愿耶和华从这少年女子赐你后裔，使你的家像他玛从犹大所生法拉斯的家一般。
See, they follow God's principle. The people, even the people, give them blessing.
当他们顺从神的旨意的时候，这些人众民众也都祝福他们。
And then verse 13 says, So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife.Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son.
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房。耶和华使她怀孕，生了一个儿子。
The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel."
对拿俄米说：“耶和华是当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至亲的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。”
We knew that Ruth's family actually, Naomi lost her husband and two sons, so no man in that family.
那我们知道，他们一家是三个寡妇，拿俄米死了先生。两个媳妇儿又死了，就他两个儿子也过世了，所以这一家都没有一个男丁的。
But through God's blessing, now they got a boy.
那因为神的祝福，他们有了一个儿子。
Can carry their name.
可以就是存留他们的名。
And also inherit the property.
也可以继承他们的产业。
So, for a hopeless Ruth, now all of a sudden turn to a different page.
对于这个以前是一无所有的一个路德，今天突然就是大翻身了。
She doesn't need to worry about survival.
不再为了要生存去担心。
She's going to have plenty.
而且是富富有余。
She doesn't need to stay as a widow. Now she got a husband, a loving husband.
不再是一个孤苦伶仃的一个寡妇，她现在是有一个爱她的一个先生。
She got a broken family, but now she got a well-blessed family.
然后她现在有的是一个神所祝福的一个家。
Because she faithfully followed Naomi.
但是因为她对拿俄米的话是言听计从。
Then we will see verse 15. He will renew your life. That means the boy will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth.
他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的。有这儿妇比有七个儿子还好。
Then Naomi took the child.Lay him in her lap and care for him.
拿俄米就把孩子抱在怀中做他的养母。
Verse 17 said, The women living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David.
邻舍的妇人说，拿俄米得了孩子，就给孩子取名叫做俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
Now you see, beyond comprehension, beyond imagination.
我们现在就看到了什么叫做超过他的所求所想。
Let's roll back to Ruth. When she lost her husband, at that moment, she couldn't even imagine what will come to her.
我们现在回想一下，当路德她丈夫死去的时候，她一定没有办法想到以后或是一个什么样的境况。
She got nothing except An old mother-in-law.
Yeah, 她实在是真的是一无所有，除了一个又年老的一个婆婆。
She even need to support her.
甚至她必须要负担起这个供养她的婆婆。
She has no direction.
而且也没有任何的有路可走。
At that moment, let us try to figure out at that moment what she thought really in her heart.
我们就在想一下哈，在那一刻，他的心里是到底是一个什么样的想法
？I have a chance to talk to widow in the past.
我从前有过跟这个寡妇交谈的经验。
During the moment that they just lost the husband.
在他们失去先生的那一刻
，I always remember their eyes are kind of vague.
我记得他们的眼睛就是一种很空洞的眼神。
They got lost.
因为他们等于是失去了一切。
Almost the word pouring out from their hearts, what I'm going to do?
然后就从他们眼里就看到他们心里在问的一个问题，就是我该怎么办
？That's a widow.
这就是寡妇的心境。
At that moment, she would never even think about now what has come on her way.
所以在那一刻，他绝对没有想到，他今天所得到的这一切是没有办法想象的。
For people to see her, that means, oh, I'm so sorry for you, poor girl. That's all our response to that kind of situation.
所以在那个情况下，一般人对他们对这个路德的反应就是，哎呦，好可怜哦，我觉得我很同情你。
But only one way she followed is just follow.Her mother-in-law.
但是她能做的就是她做了一个决定，就是她要去跟随她的婆婆。
Whatever my mother-in-law told me, I just follow.
我的婆婆叫我做什么，我就顺服，我就去做。
At that time, she was still somewhat young.
她那个时候还是非常的年轻啊。
She can stay at her own country, and she will be very familiar with the environment there.
而且他可以选择留在他的本国，他对的本国一定是非常熟悉的。
She still might get chance to find another man.
然后想要再找个对象也不是那么难吧。
But she just follow Naomi.
但是她就是下定决心要跟随她的婆婆。
So there must be something that lead her in that direction.
所以一定有一个很大的因素让她能够就是坚决说要遵随我的婆婆。
She's surely not using the calculator of that kinsman.
她一定不是用了那个至亲所用的同样的那个计算方法。
Because she saw something from Naomi.
因为她在奈俄米的身上看到一个模样的东西。
That really poured her heart into this direction.
然后那个东西就吸引着她，让她把她吸到她婆婆那里去。
Because she saw the faith in her mother-in-law.
因为她在她婆婆的身上看到了信心。
And the Bible tells us this is what we call revelation.
然后圣经告诉我们，这就是我们的一个一种启示。
And that revelation sustained by faith.
这个启示是要靠信心来支持的。
I don't know how you calculate your daily life approach.
我不知道各位每天过日是怎么个算法。
You calculate everything is by our own five senses.
你是靠着你的五官的感觉来过日子吗？
Or you calculate by the faith you received.
还是你靠你的信心来过日子呢？
Faith is something that you cannot see, but through the faith I can see what's coming to me.
所谓信心就是你是看不到的，但是因为你这个，因为有这个信心，你能够看到那个看不到的东西。
And that makes a big difference in our life.
这对我们的人生来是一个非常大的一个转折。
And because of that faith,that faith really pleased God.
如果你这个信心如果是真的是得神所喜悦的，
and that's why God poured out His blessing upon that person.
所以神就把一切的这个福气都浇灌在那个人身上。
See, the faith we apply, actually, whenever you apply your faith toward God, that means you give honor to Him. Say, God, I trust you because you are trustworthy.
所以当你是凭信心来过日子的时候，你就等于是你是荣耀神，因为你告诉神说，神啊，我相信你，我就是靠着你对你的信服我过日子。
So that's the time Ruth fell into that kind of situation, lost the husband and nowhere to go.
所以当路德失去了丈夫，这个没有地，无处可去的时候。
But she said, the faith will lead me to the right direction.
他就在心里说，信心能够把我带到一个正确的方向去。
Even though I could not see anywhere, any direction at all.
即使我现在是一点都看不到。
But I trust you.
但是我相信你。
Maybe some of us here, you got lost now.
也许各位有些人，你觉得你是一个丧失的人。
Maybe for your job.
也许是因为你的工作。
Maybe for your family or relationship.
家庭或者一些亲友的关系。
And it's tough for you.
的确是非常艰辛的，很辛苦啊。
Somehow, sometimes you wonder which direction I should go.
有时候你就自己问自己，我到底要何去何从？
Is there any meaningful future for me?
人生对我来说还有什么意义吗？
But there is an answer to you is if you hold on to.Our Lord.
但是我给你们各位的答案就是，当你抓住我们的主
，stand fast and follow Him.
坚决跟随他的时候
，time is coming for you.
这个时刻就会来到。
See Ruth. Actually, later he became what? He became David, King David's grandmother.
你们看，路德后来他就成为谁的祖母？大卫王的祖母啊。
She became the genealogy tree, family tree. She is one of them.
说实在，你看耶稣的家谱里面，他就是在耶稣的家谱里面的。
When people talk about King David,
当人提到这个大卫王的时候
，she will say, "That is my grandson."
哦，他就可以说，哦，大卫啊，哦、我的孙呐、啊。
And no, actually, this is not the blessing stop.
而且这个祝福还不止如此。
Because King David, all the way, the fourteenth generation came with Jesus.
那我们看耶稣族谱在十四个
十四代，
十四代以后就是我们的救主耶稣。
So Ruth became Jesus' family tree, one of the family tree in Jesus' genealogy.
所以你看那个耶稣族谱的时候，你就看到路德就是耶稣族谱里面的上面。
For Israel, actually, they looked down upon Gentiles.
那以色列人是对外邦人是非常看不起的。
And they gave almost no position for women.
外邦人看不起，女人呢，他们也是看不起。
But Ruth, she became one of the Jesus family tree.
但是你看路德，一个外邦人，又是一个女人，居然是救主耶稣的这个
家谱
里面。
I don't think Ruth in her lifetime she would ever imagine that will happen.
我想路德他活着的时候，他绝对没有想到他的后代会生出一个救主耶稣。
For you and me, we don't need to really.Exactly know what's coming to us.
你我们真的不需要知道，明明确知道以后会发生什么。
All we need just trust in Jesus.
我们所要知道、所要做的就是能够信服神。
Maybe the outcome is beyond your imagination.
那结果很可能是超过你所求所想的。
Maybe you don't really.Pay that much attention about you as a Christian.
也许你对你自己身为一个基督徒，并不觉得有什么了不起的事。
But it's a big deal.
事实上是一个很大的、很了不起的事。
You are the prince and princess of Almighty God.
因为各位，你们是我们伟大的神的，王子或是公主。
He take it very precious about you.
在他眼里，你们是最宝贵的。
Maybe the situation that you encounter, you thought, "Oh, I'm just nobody. I'm just like a Ruth, just lost a husband."
也许在你处在一个困境的时候，你会觉得，哎呀，我真的是，这是什么人，什么也不是，我就像路德一样，什么也不是。
But the blessing is coming your way.
但是祝福是会即将来到的。
Because he is your father.
因为他是你的父。
He care about you.
他关心你。
He wants to pour out his blessing upon you and your family.
他要把祝福浇灌在你跟你的家人的身上。
You need to open your heart with the faith to receive the blessing.
你必须要打开你的心，然后又凭着信心来接受这些。
Because of Jesus, you are worthwhile.
因为耶稣，主耶稣基督，你是配得的。
He going to give you the blessing that beyond your imagination.
他要给你的祝福是超过你所求也超过你所想的。
Because you are already in his family tree.
因为你已经在他的家谱里面了。
You can anticipate that blessing is coming your way. Don't let the current status hinder you to believe.
你是神的祝福是一定会来到了，不要让眼下的一些困境把你给阻塞住了。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。